Hello, welcome to the Friday, April 1st, 2016 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Ithaca, New York. And yes, yet again, Trend Micro exposes Windows systems running its software to remote code execution. In this case, it was debugging stuff from Node.js that's apparently left behind on production software, in particular the password manager that is bundled with a number of other consumer-level products distributed by Trend Micro. A very similar issue happened with Trend Micro a few months ago. Now, this particular bug has been addressed by Trend Micro. Google, in its responses, thinks that they actually only patched part of the problem. Really, the root cause is here that on localhost, you have this particular Node.js instant listening. It will accept arbitrary commands, and with cross-site request forging, for example, you can reasonably easily send JavaScript and with that also execute arbitrary commands on the victim's system. In order to exploit this, an attacker would have to set up a website and then get the victim to visit that particular website. The website would then load the JavaScript into the victim's browser that would scan for this particular Node.js instance and execute the arbitrary code. Google did provide proof of concept exploit that will launch the calculator. Sticking with security software here for a bit, Palo Alto Networks Pan OS is vulnerable to a number of exploits, in particular against its admin interface. Now, these exploits do not require authentication and can also lead to arbitrary code execution. One of the problems here is that the software will correctly escape arguments being passed to command line tools, but then again, only the first 1024 or so characters are being sent, potentially cutting off some of the quotes and such that help escape and make safe the argument being passed to the command line. It's probably worthwhile to spend a little bit more time on this particular problem because this has been an issue a few times now. But a fundamental rule of input validation is that after you validate the input and after you correctly encode the data before sending it to the output, you don't change it anymore. In this case, and we had a number of vulnerabilities actually recently where this was the case, where the developer did correctly escape output and encode it, but then truncated it before it was used, and the truncation actually then led to some of the codes being exposed and the vulnerability being introduced. So just in short, absolutely no changing your data after you have encoded it for a particular output context. Palo Alto did release patches for this vulnerability, but overall, it's probably safest to follow the researcher's advice and not expose the admin interface. That's always a good idea for all of these security devices, as the researcher who found this vulnerability states that there's a very large feature set being exposed here, providing a very large attack surface. So it's very possible that there are other not yet discovered vulnerabilities lurking. Checkpoint released a paper outlining some issues with Apple's enterprise application deployment process. What this essentially is about is that large enterprises can come up with their own iOS applications and deploy them to iOS devices directly without having to go through the App Store. Now, this requires that these applications are signed with an Apple Enterprise certificate. Typically, if you directly install such an application, you have to go through a number of screens to verify the application applications developer and the like. However, if the deployment is done via a mobile device management application, then many of the safeguards are bypassed. And what Checkpoint essentially outlines here is that mobile device management applications that are subject to man-in-the-middle attacks could easily be then abused in order to deploy malicious applications without really a lot of user interactions other than approving an initial configuration file, which according to Checkpoint can also be offered sort of in a continuous way until the user approves, essentially making it annoying enough where the user will eventually approve that request. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.